Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Senior Center to host first forum of the election season. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. The Campbell County Senior Center's Election Forums Committee will host primary election candidate forums beginning today, Thursday, June 20th. Candidates will be asked the question, why you want to represent us as a state representative, state senator, county commissioner, or city council member? Several random questions created by the forums committee will be asked of each candidate. The goal is to help seniors and the public be better informed to make their decisions when voting. According to a press release from the Election Forums Committee, the schedule for forums is as follows. Today, Thursday, June 20th, will be the Wyoming Legislature Senator and Representative candidates. Wednesday, June 26th, Campbell County Commissioner candidates, and Tuesday, July 9th, for City Council candidates. All forums are at the Campbell County Senior Center starting at 12:15 p.m., with candidates invited to mingle with seniors and the public starting at 11 a.m. and following the forum at the Ice Cream Social. Members of the public may also join the seniors for lunch by calling for a reservation at least 24 hours before the forum date. Lunch for non-seniors is $9. The Election Forums Committee stresses meeting, questioning, discussing, and hearing the candidates present their ideas on the issues is one way to be a more informed voter. Voter registration information will also be available to help individuals find the right districts and wards in which to vote. The Forums Committee hopes the citizens of Campbell County take advantage of this opportunity. The Wyoming primary election is Tuesday, August 20th. Voters may request absentee ballots by calling the Campbell County Elections Office at 686-1892. Absentee voting begins July 23rd, and ballots must be returned by August 19th to the Elections Office. Game and Fish reminds boaters to stop at an inspection station before entering Wyoming waters. Wyoming's watercraft inspection stations have opened for the boating season, focusing on preventing the spread of aquatic invasive species. According to the Wyoming Game and Fish Department, by the end of May, the Wyoming Game and Fish Department intercepted four boats carrying invasive mussels, with two coming through the Interstate 80 Evanston check station. This early detection is concerning but not unexpected, according to AIS coordinator for the Wyoming Game and Fish, Josh Leonard. This year, over 12,000 inspections have been conducted already, surpassing previous years, with more than 1,200 deemed high risk. Wyoming remains one of five continental states without known invasive mussel populations, but other AIS threats like curly poundweed and rusty crayfish exist. Boaters are urged to follow clean, drain, dry protocols to prevent AIS spread. State law mandates stopping at AIS inspection stations and boats entering from out of the state must be inspected before launching. Full regulations and decal requirements, as well as AIS check station locations, are available at the Game and Fish website. For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.